This is Akashvani. The news read by V.C. Pramod. India and Qatar have decided to elevate their relations to a strategic partnership with a focus on trade, energy, investments, innovation, technology, food security, culture and people-to-people ties. The decision was taken during delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, in New Delhi today. During the talks, both leaders exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Following the talks, the two countries signed and exchanged two Memorandums of Understanding, MOUs. These MOUs are related to fostering strategic partnership between the two nations and avoidance of double taxes and prevention of physical evasion of taxes on income. Earlier in the morning, the Amir was accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Modi and several union ministers were present on the occasion. Both nations also signed two other MOUs to enhance business and investment collaboration in the presence of Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and his Qatari counterpart Sheikh Faisal bin Thani bin Faisal Al Thani in New Delhi today. The agreements were exchanged between the Qatari Businessmen Association and the Confederation of Indian Industry, as well as between Invest Qatar and Invest India. Addressing the India-Qatar Business Forum, Mr. Goyal highlighted that India-Qatar future partnership will rest on the pillars of sustainability, technology and entrepreneurship and energy.
Two MOUs, one between CII and QBA and another between Invest Qatar and Invest India. We are also elevating the joint working group on trade and commerce to the ministerial level. As the Honourable Prime Minister had said, and I'd like to quote, today, be it major nations or global platform, the confidence in India is stronger than ever before.
The talks between the US and Russia are underway in Saudi Arabia's Riyadh, aimed at ending the Ukraine war. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and senior Putin aide Yuri Ushakov are holding discussions with US Secretary of State Marco Rubio, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and West Asia Envoy Steve Witkoff. The talks aim to pave the way for the first exchanges on a potential peace deal to end the Ukraine war. However, Ukraine and European leaders have been excluded from the talks. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Ukraine cannot agree to anything without its participation. In Gujarat, counting of votes is underway for the local elections for Junagadh Municipal Corporation, 66 municipalities and 3 Taluka Panchayat, and for midterm and by-elections for various local bodies. Our correspondent reports that BJP is leading in over 40 seats out of the 60 in Junagadh Municipal Corporation and in 37 seats in 66 municipalities. The picture will be clear by evening. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the centre is working in the interest of every section, due to which there has been a big change in the lives of citizens. Mr. Chauhan was addressing the gathering at the launch of a pilot programme called the National Geospatial Knowledge-Based Land Survey Naksha at Raisen in Madhya Pradesh today. The Odisha police have registered a case in connection with the reported suicide of a Nepalese girl student at a private university in Bhubaneswar. The police have arrested a student from the university in the case. The incident, which occurred on Sunday, triggered tension in the university campus, with students and student organizations demanding justice for the deceased student. The Supreme Court has granted interim protection from arrest to YouTuber and podcaster Ranveer Alhabadia in connection with multiple FIRs lodged over his controversial comments on a YouTube show. The court's order is subject to his cooperation with the ongoing investigations. In Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Titans will lock horns with Mumbai Indians at Vadodara this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. In the Hockey FIH Pro League, the Indian men's team will take on Germany at Bhubaneswar in Odisha this evening. Indian women's team is set to face Spain at the same venue this evening. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange dropped 29 points to close at 75,967. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 was marginally down by 14 points to settle at 22,945. And that is the end of this news bulletin.